to the radio station. Found a host that would talk to me. She said, yeah, come on in, it's okay. She said, my show starts at 3. She said, yeah.
Hello, you are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting on the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia. My name is Bibi. You are listening to Bibi's Disco Party. This is my disco party. Every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, you fine folks tune in to listen to the music from Discorder Magazine, which is CITR's magazine. I appreciate you listening, so thanks for joining me today. So, last week, our cover feature for this month, the June issue, Rude Nala, dropped a mixtape called Luminary Hustle. So in the interview, which was conducted with Dora Duber for an article for Discorder, Rude Nala didn't want to share the name of the mixtape or any of the singles or any of the names of the singles. She wanted to wait until her June 13th release date to drop it all at once, which I appreciate, I have to say. Like, it made me quite curious to see what it was all about. But some folks said that Rude Nala were amazing. I've seen her perform live, and also Crimes and Treasons is a big fan of her. And I am so happy that Discorder covered Rude Nala and featured her on the cover, this incredible photo by Emmanuel Etty. So yeah, it's out now, Luminary Hustle. You can find it on all music listening platforms, of course. That is like Bandcamp and Spotify and SoundCloud and Apple Music and MySpace. Just kidding, MySpace doesn't exist anymore. So I'm going to read a short excerpt, perhaps even a couple, from this article with Rude Nala. I might as well mention as well, there are some really awesome psychedelic dog illustrations by Tiffany Lemiel that accompanies this article. So if you're not familiar with the visuals, the photographs, and the illustrations, you should go to CITR.ca and look up the full photo shoot and full illustrations online, or grab an issue of Discorder. Okay, so I'm going to read it now. This tape is the first milestone of Nala's career and something she is eager to eclipse. Quote, I feel like I'm at a breaking point. For me, this tape is the beginning. I'm branding myself with this tape. It's an official start to everything for me. Nala is totally committed to music and equally ambitious. Quote, no matter what struggles or conflicts I might run into in the industry, nothing's going to get in the way of me getting far with this music. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep doing it forever. So that was just a couple of the amazing quotes that Dora Duber got from Rude Nala in this really incredible article that is in the June issue of Discorder that all of you should listen to. We are going to listen to a few tracks from Luminary Hustle, starting with the track Pedestal. I hope you enjoy.
Said he wanna take the reins though. Take control, I make him wanna blow his brains out. When I got a show, he always put me on a pedestal. He made me feel good and he said thing that I couldn't let go. Yeah, baby said he wanna take the reins though. Take control, I make him wanna blow his brains out. When I got a show, he always put me on a pedestal. He made me feel good and he said thing that I couldn't let go.
Always think that I'ma win. You hold me at the top. He see me with diamond rings. Oh. Yeah, I'm getting paid and you're getting laid down. You way down.
Yeah, baby said he wanna take the reins though. Take control, I'm making wanna blow his brains out. And I got a shot, he always put me on a pedestal. He make me feel good and it's a thing that I couldn't let go. Yeah, baby said he wanna take the reins though. Take control, I'm making wanna blow his brains out. And I got a shot, he always put me on a pedestal. He make me feel good and it's a thing that I couldn't let go.
Every time they think I took a loss with them,
funny
how looking like a busted in, yeah. And I ain't even tryna take no shots at them. Anytime they want me, it's like I be on demand, yeah. Hop into the mix and spend a couple limbs. And my shit ain't gon' go old just like it never lived, yeah. Ooh, what they need to wanna do, tryna hop into the cool. Boy, don't get too comfortable. Come in there so you can praise me. Praise me, they tell me I like it, hey, raise me. Raise me. Now I started for myself and I'ma keep on staying true to that. Baby girl, you frontin', everybody know you new to that. Started out with nothing on my mama, ain't gon' lose to that. Bought yourself at ATM, but you ain't got no shoes to match. I'm about to rip to the dough, keep saying how nobody ready. Stone about to fuck at the glow, cut a bitch like machete. I heat it up like a stove, got fans, throw it up like confetti. Wanna hop on track, I said no. If you ain't tough, catch the ego. Gonna get the ice on me, let's know. Put a leg on me, my blow. Makes me so high key.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Spirit of the Children's Society presents Celebrating the Drum, a National Indigenous Peoples Day celebration. Come on down as we have live cultural entertainment, traditional arts and crafts, and many more. It's all happening on Thursday, June 21st from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m.
It's an outdoor extravaganza, so bring your family, friends, and everyone you know.
National Indigenous Peoples Day is sponsored by the province of B.C.,
U.S. Minister Museums and Heritage Services,
B.C. Arts Council,
Red Fox,
Royal Bank,
Arts Council of New Westminster,
and First Nations Health Authority.
For more information, give us a call at 604-524-9113.
We're also online at sotcs.ca.
And we're back. You are still listening to BB's Disco Party. I am BB. This is my disco party. The music that you just heard before that beautiful break was Nala. Rude Nala, off of her mixtape that just dropped last week called Luminary Hustle. Nala is the cover artist on the June issue of Discorder magazine. Congratulations, Rude Nala. You are incredible, absolutely incredible. So excited to feature you, so excited to see where your career goes, to high places, I'm sure, and Discorder will be following every step of the way. So I think maybe part of why I played Rude Nala is that I think her music, maybe not so much like the more family-friendly songs that I just played for you, but maybe some other like less radio-friendly tracks that are on that mixtape really embody the essence of a recent Instagram exchange that Discorder has had with Red Truck Brewing, Red Truck Beer. Hi, Red Truck. I'm about to talk about you. So, okay. Red Truck has this concert series called the Truck Stop Series that they've been promoting quite heavily on their Instagram and everything else. And actually, they had a cover feature in the Georgia Strait in May. It was actually a really nice photograph of an artist named Coleman Hell, and it was part of just promoting the series. It's true that it's maybe not the most diverse series in the universe, and some people commented on the Instagram post that accompanied this post of the Georgia Strait cover on the Red Truck Brewing site. It was just like, you know, commenting about the lack of diversity. And I admit I was one of the commentators from my personal account, but also the first person that I noticed that actually commented on Red Truck Brewing's on their like actual Instagram account was Jody Glenham of Jody Glenham and the Dreamers. She goes by @SummerWitch. Started this great conversation about, hey, like, let's talk about the lack of diversity in this concert series, and let's talk about the fact that the Georgia Strait is sponsoring this event that appears to also have a lack of diversity, and what does that say about the music? Jody, of course, being a local musician, has played tons of music festivals, both with her own work and with the work of her friends as well, playing other instruments, so has a lot of context for that. Anyways, in the last week, the post got quite a bit of traction with some other people also commenting on it. Tons of comments, in fact. There was like 10 or 15 comments, maybe even some more, just essentially being like, hey, this sucks. Why does this suck so much? And then yesterday morning, I got a message saying that all of the comments were deleted. Which is crazy. I'm a little surprised that in this day and age where I guess like a lot of the lessons around like PR and social media and how to act and how not to act, I just take it for granted to a certain extent that people know how to proceed in these situations. A thing not to do is to delete comments. I just have to put that out. Don't delete comments. Don't delete feedback just because you don't like it. But that is definitely what Red Truck did. So they deleted some comments. @LizziePearl commented, oh yeah, these are screenshots that were saved. LAME, @RedTruckBeer, not impressed, won't be attending. @NathanSchubert commented, so excited to celebrate all the white male musical talent in the city, #sarcastic comment. Marlon A. Thompson commented, yeah, what they said. Jasmine Lukuku commented, I live blocks away, but I will never patronize this place. Nothing about this place and its programming feels inclusive. And there were several other comments. One of the comments was actually by Jill Barber. Hey, Red Truck Beer, I'm a beer-drinking, Vancouver-based, multiple Juno Award nominated musician who has also been on the cover of the Georgia Strait. My radio single just went number one on CBC Music. Be more than happy to play your festival next year and help you book a diverse, inclusive lineup that represents your city and clientele and actually makes you look good instead of like you have your heads up your asses. Presumably you care about how to make your beer. It's not hard to craft a quality lineup. Call my agency and we'll talk. So these comments and more were deleted overnight, and so Discorder got into the discussion a little bit. We commented yesterday, hello, Red Truck and Georgia Strait. It seems that comments disappeared overnight. To all those who expressed critical views of the lack of diversity at this festival, whose comments were deleted, your perspectives are valued and important. We need to carve a safer music community where issues of diversity, sexism, and discrimination in music festival lineups are discussed more openly and not censored. For those who want to continue this discussion, email editor@citr.ca. That's me. We're going to talk about this. Red Truck and Georgia Strait, I encourage you to participate and I challenge you not to delete this comment. And then they didn't delete this comment. And then a bunch of other people jumped on and realized that this was a thing. And Red Truck actually released a statement through Instagram that I'm going to read right now. Not necessarily to bring attention to Red Truck Beer, because I don't think they redeem themselves with this statement. In fact, I think that this is another perfect example of what not to do when you get called out for something after you've already deleted feedback from people. So I'm going to read the following statement that is on their Instagram, on the post that was made on May 31st. Thanks for taking the time to reach out and pass along your honest feedback about this year's Truck Stop Concert Series lineup. Each year we strive to present a unique, relevant, and diverse lineup that will appeal to a broad spectrum of musical tastes, and we're excited to once again provide a venue for live music in our wonderful East Van neighborhood. Our management team has put a lot of thought and consideration into a lineup that is both inclusive and diverse in our offerings. Although this year's lineup may not be as diverse as past years, we have always strived for inclusion and diversity in our lineups and will continue to do so both for our concert series and our weekly music programming at Truck Stop Diner. As you can imagine, we are always on the lookout for diverse talent options that allow us to exceed concertgoers and our community's expectations. We would certainly welcome any additional feedback or suggestions that you may have to help improve our musical offering moving forward. From my personal account, I commented to that saying that their polished PR response is garbage, and it is. They deleted comments. Red Truck, shame on you. Seriously, this is incredibly embarrassing situation for you, and you have acted inappropriately every step of the way. But on the plus side, what I'm really happy about is that we can continue this discussion. I think diversity in music festival lineups is something that should be discussed. It's something that Discorder has discussed. Tintin Yang wrote an incredible article on it last year, last summer. And I think we're going to revisit this topic this summer with a couple special web exclusives. And perhaps we'll talk to the Georgia Strait, too, about their choice of cover features and perhaps their selection of sponsorships, too, because we are long overdue to discuss this a little bit more openly. So right now we are going to play some music. I'm going to play some music. We're going to listen to a couple diverse groups, a couple of the groups that Red Truck could have booked but didn't, a couple of the groups who were outspoken and courageous enough to put themselves on the line and comment on that first Red Truck beer post just to have their perspective censored and deleted. So we're going to start with Booty EP, and then we will hear from Jody Glenham and the Dreamers. This is Booty EP with Warmer.
Stable. Thank you. between you, me and the bedpost.
Hi, this is Portia from Tail Red, live from the first night of Fortune Sound Club. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I'm redoing this because I'm a little bit mad to say this, but Miles deleted the one I did before. It was better than this.
I haven't left my bedroom for days. It's because I've been reading my favorite magazine. It's called Discorder, and the June issue is out now.
This month in Discorder, you'll read about the indigenous burlesque group Virago Nation, emerging hip-hop artist Rude Nella, DIY artist-run space Duplex, Dim Cinema's experimental moving art programs, Moniker Press's experimental risograph printing, toxic masculinity as defined by Weva, and so much more. You can even pull out the June event calendar and flip it for the Music Waste Festival schedule, June 7th to 10th. Thank you to our advertisers Timber Concerts, Mint Records, The Rickshaw Theater, The Rio, Cinematech, Hexistential Festival, AMS, Queer Arts Festival, and Blueprint Events.
Hi, you are listening to BB's Disco Party on CITR 101.9 FM. I am BB. This is my disco party every Tuesday at 3 o'clock. You're going to listen to the music from Discorder Magazine, or you might also listen to music that is inspired by my social media interactions, which is what we just heard. So, before those nice ads, you heard Jody Glenham and the Dreamers with Ill Wind and Between You and Me. And before that was Booty EP, three songs from their latest that was released in May called Snacks. The songs were Warmer, Slacks, and Waiting for You. Amazing artists. You should check them out and more. So, before that music break, we were talking about Red Truck Beer and the lack of diversity in their lineup for the Truck Stop series. And I just wanted to reiterate, if you want to enter this discussion about Red Truck Beer or their Truck Stop series, if you want to talk about the representation of diversity or lack of representation of diversity on the covers of the Georgia Strait these days, or just generally if you want to talk about diversity in music festival lineups, you can email me, BB, at editor@citr.ca. Because we are going to talk about this summer. We are going to create some sort of web article series that is based around this topic because it is interesting. I really don't understand how festivals are still getting away with booking predominantly male acts, predominantly white male acts specifically. It's kind of disgraceful. Music festival organizers, I am looking at you because you are not going to get away with this any longer. Or at least you're going to do it and we're going to talk about it. So, if you're interested in participating in that discussion in any way, shape, or form, please email editor@citr.ca. You can also reach out to us on Instagram at DiscorderMeg, on Twitter at DiscorderMeg. Yeah, that's pretty much all the different ways. We are going to switch gears slightly, but only slightly. We're going to keep talking about the June issue of Discorder. We are going to talk about the under review section. There was a really great review of the album All the Things I'll Forget by Corey Gulkin, who is based in Montreal. Formerly, you might have recognized her as Karina Rose. This is a slight shift musically, and I'm really happy for it, actually. I really loved this album, and I really love this review as well, which was written by Angela Tian. So I'm actually going to read the review right now, and then we're going to listen to a few tracks by Corey Gulkin. So this is the review written by Angela Tian. Imagine getting a ride home late one evening, letting your head rest on the window pane. You allow the darkness behind closed eyes to isolate you with the sounds of Corey Gulkin's All the Things I'll Forget, the softness of her voice, and the haunting simplicity of instrumentals nudging you along the edge of consciousness. Emerging with a new name from the Montreal music scene, Gulkin, formerly Karina Rose, establishes herself once more as an intricate songwriter with a talent for incorporating stories into her lyrics, delving into the memory of sexual coercion in an abusive relationship. The pure poetic nature of the album serves to guide Gulkin in her aim to transform the remnants of trauma into something tangible for survivors and something real for listeners to think deeper about. Her gentle voice is the raw center of each song, engaging occasionally in harmonies with backing vocals, like on the gradual crescendo of Under the Covers. All the Things I'll Forget is it turns dark and dreamlike as Gulkin crafts a multifaceted collection of 8 songs that skillfully merge the sounds of guitar, violin, harp with synth textures and electronic resonance to color her introspective lyrics. Both hypnotizing and heartbreaking, the songs take a step forward from traditional indie folk and mix together jazz, folk, and electronic. All the Things I'll Forget is a raw and artfully constructed album of bold arrangements and eclectic sounds in which Gulkin creates a world inhabited solely by her voice and words that linger in the listener's memory long after the album's conclusion. Listening to her powerful creation, All the Things I'll Forget, beautiful music is an invitation to its listeners to explore truth alongside the implications of forgiveness. We will listen to this album now, starting with the song, All the Things I'll Forget.
My love lies under the mattress in a gift bag of letters and dry daisies. He woos me. My love lies in these sheets, and he'll sleep with your hands in between your pillowcase, and when you wake up, your blinking eyes give you away to all the things all forgotten. Fly into the wind.
Quickly an hour goes by, eh? That was Corey Gulkin with several songs off the album All the Things I'll Forget, and that album was reviewed in the June issue of Discorder. A fabulous album, a fabulous review, actually. Go pick up a copy of the June issue of Discorder Mag and read that review and others for some idea of what you want to listen to this summer. I want to casually point out that in this hour, we have played mostly local, all except for Corey Gulkin, this last artist, local performers that also represent diversity in music. We've been talking about music festival diversity, casting a fair amount of shade onto Red Truck Beer for their truck stop series. Again, like I said, I want to continue this discussion on diversity in music festival lineups because they are not the only ones that seem to have a problem booking diverse lineups. Even Discord and CITR in the past have had their issues with acknowledging diversity in the local music scene and other scenes. There are perhaps right and wrong ways of addressing it, and we are going to explore some positive ways of addressing it and moving forward and changing. And that's going to be a summer series of articles. If you are interested in participating in that in any way, or you have thoughts to present or something along those lines, please email them to me at editor@citr.ca. You may have noticed I made some radio blunders this hour, and why I did is because I'm amateur. I'm an amateur radio maker, and you could also be an amateur radio maker. If you have any interest in being on air, there are some open time slots just before this show, just after this show, and all throughout the week. Come on down to CITR, and we will teach you how to make radio. We'll train you. You can get a membership with us, and you can jump on the board and produce your own radio content. You can also write for the magazine. You can take photos and illustrate for us, too. And if you are interested in doing any of that, you can contact Dora at volunteer@citr.ca, and they will show you the ropes and explain how to get started, because we would love to have you. The more voices on air and the more voices and perspectives in print, the better, really, for us, for you, for everyone. So thank you for listening to BB's Disco Party. There is lots more BB's Disco Party. Listen every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Join us, and you can hear even more and even more. So we're going to go out on a short promo. Thank you. All the theme music for BB's Disco Party is prepared by The Misc. There is a very special Misc show promo that is Instagram specific. So we're going to listen to that one now. Thank you for joining me. Tune in next week and have a good week. Bye.
Do you ever find yourself just scrolling through Instagram stories, uncertain what you're going to do next? Well, put down your phone and turn up the radio, because it's BB's Disco Party.